We were holding Daf Tzadik Beis of an Aleph on top. The last thing was that Omer Rapopa Bodik Lon Rofa, that Rav asked the Shaila like this. On top, the Gemara says that his Shaila was Nischa Rechela Bekama. When you bring a Rechela, that's a female, is how much is in a Sochim? How much Yayin do you have to bring? And Rashi says Nischa Rechela Bekama, Yayin he Tzricha. So he returned and said, he wants to test us. In Yidim Afarshim, it would make a difference between the Zohar and the Keva. That was a Shaila. Nischa Rechela Bekama. He brought a proof from the Mishnah that the Mishnah in Shkolim says Gedi Mishamesh Nichsei Tzoyin Shel Gedolu Mishal Ketanim Shel Zchoru Mishal Nekevus Chutz Mishal Eilim. So it says over there they had a Gedi, that means they had like a seal with the sign of the Gedi on it, which that seal showed us that the Nesachim for a Tzoyin, whether the Gedolim or the Ketanim is the same thing, whether the Zchorim or the Nekevus are the same thing, the only one that has difference is only an Ayin, like we had before. The Elim and the Kvosim, those are the only ones that have a difference. From a Shenkin here, by Rechela, Pshita, and Nekevus, there's no enough community, whether it's a big or whether it's a small, they all have the same amount of Nesachim. So now the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanes HaTzibur, any Korban of a Tzibur, and them smicha, there's no mitzvah to make smicha. Chutz excluding min ha-par ha-bo'a kol ha-mitzvahs. A par means where the tzibur listened to the bezin ha-godol, and they did a chet b'shoigdi because of them. So they have to bring a par helam dover. When they have to bring this par helam dover, here the pasuk says there's a smicha by the zikni hreida. They have to make a smicha. And also a sawyer ha-mishtaleich, that the Sohar Mishleach is brought on Yom Kippur, the one that sent away also there, the Kohen Gadol makes a smicha for the whole Tzibur. So these two Korbanos Tzibur needs a smicha. By shaking all the rest of the Korban Tzibur, there's no smicha. Rabbi Shimon says, Af Soyer Avodas Kechavim, that if the Klai Yisrael does the Chet of Avodah Zorah, they have to bring the Soyer. This Soyer also, there's a mitzvah smicha on it. That's what Shimon has. Shemit has that the story of Avodas Kechavim also was story in smicha. Then the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanos HaYochid Tunin Smicha. By shenken all Korbanos that a Yochid brings, there is a mitzvah smicha that the owner has to put his hands with all his weight on top of the head of the end of the Korban. Chutz excluding min HaBechor or Korban Bechor, V'ha Maiser and a Korban Maiser Behema, V'ha Pesach and a Korban Pesach. On these three, there's no mitzvah smicha. Now the Mishnah says, v'hayorish, if somebody yarshins his father, as his father had a korban and then his father died, so the yarsh, the son, yarshins it. So now that the son yarshins the korban and brings the korban, our Mishnah knows, seimich, that he's called like the Bailam now, and he has to make the smicha, he has to put his hands on top of the head of the animal. Or maybe Nesachim, who adin, he has to bring Nesachim also, the same way his father was trying to bring Nesachim with the Korban, his son now also has to bring Nesachim with the Korban. Or Meimar, who adin, if he makes Meimar Itzchal, just like if the father would have made Tamura on the Korban, Itzchal Tamura, who adin the son also, if he does it, Itzchal Tamura. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, a word like this, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur, Ein Behem Smicha. A regular korban tzibur, there's no mitzvah smicha. Chutz mi par ha-bo'a kol ha-mitzvahs. Excluding this par, where the tzibur listened to the bezin ha-godol, they did a chet, b'shoigei. So later, they have to bring a par helam dover. Here there's a mitzvah smicha. And no adin also, usirei avodas kechavrim, divi Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. There's now Mishnah when Rabbi Shimon says, av sor avodas kechavrim, he means to exclude the sor ha-mashtalech. But the two that Rav Shimon holds is the par helam dover and the soyer that's brought for the chet of Avodah Zarah. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sirei Avodas Kechavim, Ein Bem Smichi Yagiz No. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakam of our Mishnah that says no, that the only two korban tzibos that need smicha is only the par habua kol ha-mitzvahs and the sor ha-mishtaleach. But Rabbi Yehuda Tanakam holds, not the soyer Avodas Kechavim. So the kitzitz of machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, when they bring the soyer for the Avodas Kechet of Avodah Zorah, is there a mitzvah smicha or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that the Siri Avodas Kechovim does not need smicha. If so, the Gemara is the Esmi Ovi Tachtayim. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying which other Korban Tziba needs smicha. In other words, the Par Helam Dove, everybody agrees. But what's the second one? So Rabbi Yehuda holds Soyer Hamishtaleach, the Soyer that sent over the Lazos on Yom Kippur, that one needs a smicha by the Kohen Gadol. So where is the question? What's trying to Yehuda? Is it not possible to have only one? Like, maybe there's only one Korban Tziba that needs smicha. Like, what's the question? Which other one? Now that Yehuda takes out the Siri Avodas Kechovim, so he asks the question, which other one should I include? Like, who said you have to include more than one? So Mora says, yes, you have to. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Gemir is such a lach, lamash mesin, like a Kabbalah, like, that shtei smicha es betziba, that there are two Korban Tzibas that need smicha. So if Yehuda takes out the Siri Avodas Kechovim, he has to put it in another one. That's the question, which one should he put in? And he holds that the Sori HaMishtaleach, that needs a smicha. Omalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a story like this. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says no. Rabbi Shimon holds that the Sori HaVodas Kechovim needs, and not the Sori HaMishtaleach. Omalei Rabbi Shimon, V'aloi ein smicha lo babaylim, V'zei Aaron abonim samchim boy. What's called the mitzvah smicha? When the baylim, the one that receives kapara, makes the smicha. But over here, Rabbi Shimon holds by the Sori HaMishtaleach, it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha. And Rabbi Shimon holds the Kohen Gadol does not have any kapara from the Sori HaMishtaleach. So that's not called the mitzvah smicha. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds it's the Siri Avodas Kechovim and not the Sori HaMishtaleach. So on this, Omar Loi, Rabbi Yehuda like, says back to Rabbi Shimon, Af Zeh Aaron Abonim Eschapren Bar. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, then the Sori HaMishtaleach, it's good why it's called the mitzvah smicha, even though the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because he holds the Kohen Gadol does receive a kapara from the Sori HaMishtaleach. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, does the Kohen Gadol have any kapara in the Sori HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur or not? Now the Gemara explains, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'yozdu l'tamayu, they both go according to their own time. V'yozdu l'tamayu, the Tani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es midesh hakodesh. So, ze lufnai lufnim. This means it comes from a chaper on a tumas midesh hakodeshur. It happens lufnai lufnim. If somebody came into lufnai lufnim when he was tamei, so this korban is mechaper, as v'chiper es midesh hakodesh. So Rashi says this, talking about after the Kohen Gadol finished the avodah with the par and the dam of the soyer that he brought, so it was mechaper now for tumas mikdash hakodeshov. Then the pasuk says v'yes oyel moyed. What does that mean? The heichel. If anybody came into the heichel when he was tamei, so this korban now, the soyer lufnim is mechaper. Mizbeach kimashmo, like it means the mizbeach. Whoever came near the mizbeach when he was tamei, yechaper elu hazaras. Whoever came into the hazara when he was tamei, he needs a kaporis mechaper on him. Kahanim, the pasuk says, kemashimon, that the Kahanim also have received a kapor from this korban if they came in at all when they were tamei. Then the pasuk says, I'll call am hakal elu Yisrael. Even the Yisrael also get a kapor from this sort of happening. Yechaper, the pasuk says, elu halavim. Levim also have a kapor from this korban of the soil lefnim. So comes out hushvul kulam the kaporachas. It comes out you all have the hushvul equal to receive a kaporam shem mischaper and besorah mishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda that everybody, even the kahanim, also receive a kapora from the soyer hamishtaleach. That on the shara of eris that they did, they all received the kapora from the soyer hamishtaleach. As enichnami for the avera of tumas mitzvah shigodoshov. Each one separately, the Kohanim had it from the Par, and the Yisraelim had it from the Sor HaNasan Lefanim. But on Shara Averus, as Hishvu Kulam, even the Kohanim also receive a Kapora from the Sor HaMishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So is good one, the Tanakhama of Yehuda. Now Mishnah says that a Korban Tziba that needs Smicha is called the Soyer HaMishtaleach. Even though it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha, it's good because he has a kapara from this korban on his shara veris, not of the miktus tumas mitzvah kadoshev. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shedam Sarvanasa Befnim, Mechapra Yisrael, Atom Shemitah Shekodeshov. The same way if it regularly Yisrael did a chet, he came to the Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei. This sir hanas lefnim is mechaper on him. Kach dam hapa, the same way the dam hapa is brought for a kohen gadol, mechaper ala kahanam al tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. That if any kohen came to the Beis Hamikdash when he was tamei, his kapara comes from this power of the kohen gadol. Now kishem shevidu shel sir hamishtaleich mechaper al Yisrael v'shar averis, just like the sir hamishtaleich that was sent away. The Kohen Gadol says his vidui. The vidui is to mechaper on Klai Yisrael. For the Shara of Eris that they did, not the Kanim, only Yisraelim. So Reb Shimon holds, Kach vidui shall par. The same way when the Kohen Gadol said vidui on his own par, was mechaper ala Kahanim. The Shara of Eris and all the other Averis that the Kanim did, they had the kaporo from the par of the Kohen Gadol. So it comes out according to Rabbi Shimon that the Kohen Gadol had no kapor at all from the Sohar HaMishtaleich. Therefore, that's his time to say that cannot be the korban tzivah that needs smicha. It's not called the smicha. Since the Kohen Gadol does not have a kaporah, it's not called the good smicha. So if Rabbi Shimon takes out the Sohar HaMishtaleich and instead he puts in the Sirei Avodas Kechofen. The other Gemara asks the question, for Rabbi Shimon, Havadai Hushvu, I according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a Hishvu, the Mashmo, that everybody has a Kaporah from the Sohar HaMishtaleich. So Mor says, in, yes, Hushvu the Bnei Kapor Ninu. The Hushvu Takam, the Sohar and the Pnim, or the Sohar HaMishtaleich, the Sohar HaPnim, the Hushvu Ladodi. That what, that they both are Mechaper. Miyu Kochad V'chad Mechaper V'tanav Shei. Each one has his own Kaporah. Meaning to say only Klai Yisrael has the Kaporah. Yisrael not the Kaporah from the Sohar HaMishtaleich. But the Kahanim, all the Kaporahs from the Par, is from the Par that Kohen Gadol brings, nothing to do with the Sohar HaMishtaleich. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says, yes, Kahanim received the Kaporah from the Sohar HaMishtaleich, Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov, Yisrael, Mechapre Bedam Sermon Asabifnim, that on this Aveira of the Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov, see it was different, that on the Sermon Asabifnim was Mechapre for Yisraelim. The Kanim had a Kapora for their Chet of Mitzvah Shekodeshov, the Parashal Aaron. Bishar Averis, what about any other Averis that they did? A Levielu Mechapre Bevidu Sermon Shteleich. Everybody has the Kapora from the Sermon Shteleich. So again, it's good that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, where the Kohen Gadol could make a smicha on his Sohar HaMishtaleich, because he also receives a kapara on his Shara Averis. Well, the Rabbi Shimon the Gemara says, "Vishara Averis Nami Kahanim Bevidu Depar Mischapri." According to Rabbi Shimon, though, the Kahanim received the kapara even for Shara Averis on the power the Kohen Gadol brings. Because the Torah, like it says, "Echad Yisroel V'Echad Kahanim V'Echad Kohen Meshuach." They all have their kapora in Yom Kippur. If so, ma ben Yisroel lekahanim lekoyim Mashiach, what's the difference? Ela shedam hapar mechapor al kahanim al tumas mitzvah shekodeshov to divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer though, kishem shedam ha-soyr ha-nasa b'fnim mechapor al Yisroel. Just like the soyr ha-pnim was mechapor on Yisroel, did the chet of tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. Kach dam hapar, the same way the par the Kohen Gadol brought, was also mechaper al kahanim for the aveira of tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. If Shimon says also kishem shevidu shosar mishtaleich mechaper al Yisrael, just like the sohar mishtaleich, the Kohen Gadol said the vidui for the Klai Yisrael, for the Yisraelim, kach vidu shepar mechaper al kahanim, who had in the vidu the par brought to the Kohen Gadol's par was also mechaper for the shar kahanim and all their averas. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Kohen Gadol had nothing to do at all with the Sohar HaMishtaleich. He had no kaporo from the Sohar HaMishtaleich. Torah Rabbanan, what about this in the Braisa? The Pasuk says, V'somchu zikni u'edo es yedeyim arosh hapar, that on the par of Helam Dover, when they threw over the Klayas or did a chet, to listen to the Sanhedrin HaGadolo, so now they have to bring a par of Helam Dover, and it says, the zikni u'edo, the elders, they make the smicha. So, Arosh HaPar, Swidashin, Par Toin Smicha, and Echonami, this Par Helam Dover needs Smicha, but the Ein Tzirei, Avodas Kechovim Torin Smicha Divrei Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda, that the Sora that's brought for the Chet of Avodas Zara, there there's no mitzvah Smicha. And according to Rav Yehuda, the two Smichas of Korban Tzibur is Par Helam Dover and Sora Meshtaleach, not a Sirei Avodas Kechovim. Rabbi Shimon Oymanor, Rabbi Shimon says, Par Torin Smicha Bizkeinim. True, the Par Helam Dover needs a Smicha through the Zkeinim. But the Ein Sirei Avodas Kechovim so it's Micha Vizkeinim. But if Christ will be the Chet of Avoy Dezorah, and they have to bring the Sawyer, so the Zkeinim do not make the Smicha. Ella rather be Aaron. There is the Mitzvah Smicha, and who has to make the Smicha? The Kohen Gadol. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. They're not that the Sawyer Mashtalech is called the Smicha, but rather the Sawyer, the Sirei. Avoy Zkechovim, that's Mechaper. It's not to say the Kohen Gadol did a Chet. This Korban is Mechaper for him also. Therefore, he has to make the smicha. Now the Gemara says, Ruminu, I have a question. I'll throw you a question. Vidarshin hachai. What does it mean to say hachai? Says the Somach Aaron. Arosh hasar ha'al soyir hachai, it says. So what do we darshin? That hachai toin smicha. When the animal's still alive, you have to make smicha. But the ain siri avrasikhofen toin smicha. That only over here, the soyir hanas lefnim. That needs smicha. But not the Sawyer of Avos Kechovim. It does not have a mitzvah smicha. Give Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. So that's very good. Rav Yehuda holds that only the Sawyer Mashtalech needs a smicha, and not Tzir Avos Kechovim. Rav Shimon Oymer says like this: Chai toin smicha biyaron. That the Sawyer Mashtalech, that's the one that needs smicha with the Aaron.